This is a recording of a live workshop with over 150 participants. Please see your CD case for the workshop definitions and diagram.
For those of you I haven't met before, I'm Alison Armstrong. I'm the author of Keys to the Kingdom. I'm the creator of the Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women workshop. I love this workshop. It's just all about freedom, all about self-expression, all about being able to be in partnership, all about having, you know, dating and romance be an expression of you and something that's fun and nurturing. The way this is going to go is I'm going to start with talking about the purpose of today and what do I mean exactly by synchronize with the opposite sex. Why is this called in sync with the opposite sex? And then we're going to talk about how opposite are we? You know, when I told someone the name of this workshop, In Sync with the Opposite Sex, she's like, well, I really wish you wouldn't call it that, you know, opposite. You know, it makes us sound like we're really far apart, and we are. Let's see, the definition of opposite, set against, facing, or back to back, at the other end or side, in contrary position or direction, characterized by hostility or resistance, different in every way, exactly contrary, antithetical. The synonym antithetical implies diametrical opposition so that the contrasted things are as far apart or as different as is possible. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about how opposite are we? What is it that makes us opposite? And what makes us opposite is those are the first things that put us out of sync with each other. And then we'll go from there to talk about seven more ways that we are out of sync with each other. It should be a very humorous conversation. It will explain a lot of things that have happened to you. A lot of things that will happen to you. And you should have a different understanding of your past from today, and you'll have different options for your future from today if you take on what we're offering. I just thought of something else that really matters. The ladies know this. In our workshops, we have panels of men. Do you know, in every one of our weekend workshops, we have panels of men. And during the day, on Saturday and on Sunday, before the panel gets there, we'll be teaching you about men. And, you know, men do this, and this is why, and this is why they do that, and this is what would work better. And as we're teaching you, it has that, you know, aha factor and that, oh, you know, and the light bulb factor, right? Like it makes sense of things. And but we can tell that you have this look on your face. There's just this little doubt. Do you know, like, could it really be this simple? Could it really work like this? Could men really be who they say they are? I hope so, but I don't know. And then the panel comes in, and without any coaching, validates everything that we said all weekend. And then we watch, you know, you and you know, because you were there, there's this, oh my gosh, it's true. Oh my gosh, it's real. Well, that's how it is in our weekend workshop. You know, we have to work on top of that doubt moment by moment by moment for the first day and a half. That's not going to happen today because what we have today is Insta-panel. Yes, we have Insta-panel, and it'll go both ways. I'll say something about why women do what they do, and the men will be like, that can't possibly be true. And I'll go, ladies? And you'll go, mm-hmm. Yep, we do that. Exactly, we do that. You know, and then I'll say something about men, and you'll think, no, that just can't be true. And they'll go, uh-huh, yeah, duh. So it's really, really fun because it creates this momentum of certainty as each thing is, oh, yeah, that's true. Now we get to move on to the next one. So it's really, really fun, the energy that builds throughout the day. I'm so looking forward to this. I hope you are. Anybody, you're nervous? You're like, ooh, yeah, yeah. Okay, don't worry. It's pretty painless. It's pretty painless. Yeah.